yes, it did snow. I kind of wondered, as we start the best 5 minutes of the day, Jason Kanz, I kind of wondered, you know, the rain you hear and the snow, I was just like, you know, maybe it didn't snow. There was just a 70% chance, but it did, just a light, fluffy variety, so...
Yeah, I walked past the window this morning as I was going to make my coffee, and I looked out and I thought, well, I guess it happened. Mm-hmm. It's out there.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just kind of it's almost like heavenly confetti or something. So,
there you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Now we've had enough for the year.
Yeah. It's the heavy, wet variety but then again, you know, the upside on that is that's what makes the snowmen and the snow forts and the snowballs, right? So,
right. And better springs for the farmers. Mm. So.
All right, good.
Yep.
Well, I tell you what, before we get to the Gospel of Mark today on this October 31st, are you going to go to work in a costume today?
I mean, I'm pretty much always in a costume.
Yeah, okay.
So. I'm not planning to wear a costume today.
Yeah. You could wear, you know, kind of that fake glasses and the long nose or something, you know, the fake mustache.
I could, yeah. Yeah, the old Groucho Marx.
Yeah, right.
That setup, I could do that for sure.
Sure.
Nobody would know who that is, but that's all right.
All right, I want a couple. That is interesting, right? The older you get, you can make these references, and you go,
right.
Yeah, some people are just not going to know.
Yeah.
So. All right, Dan White Jr., we're both a fan, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. His book, the only book of his I read was Love Over Fear, but we were at the Caneo Center, Peggy and I, in Puerto Rico in March, and he and his wife, Tanya, I like what they say. And when it comes to, like, politics, I mean, I think he would certainly not side with one of the... I mean, he feels like he can... He's one of those guys that rises up to the prophetic level and says, you both got issues, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's very good at speaking from that place, which I don't always do well, but yeah. I am encouraged by how he does that, so...
And we should just note, when you're overwhelmingly... partisan one way or the other, you kind of abandon that prophetic opportunity,
yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
As a Christian. But what I mean is, so here's what he said. He caught a couple of posts, and I'd be better off to just get into them. One of them he said yesterday, being a Christian and being a Jesus follower doesn't seem to be the same thing anymore. He said one is commitment to an American way of life. The other is commitment to a Sermon on the Mount way of life. What do you think he means there?
Well, you know, I think if you look at that, it's the American way of life is much more of a we're first, we mm-hmm. succeed, power over. The Sermon on the Mount way of life is sacrificial, loving, power under.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's a very different mindset. It's about service and love versus power and control.
Yeah, I think the best contrast I like that you brought out there, that power over or power under. And clearly, look at Philippians 2 and elsewhere. Jesus was a power under kind of guy, right?
So, right, yeah. For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyhow, later in the day, he also said this. He said, in reality, Halloween is the one time most people spend time with their neighbors. This explains the loneliness epidemic we're living in.
Oh, I saw that one, too. And I was like, I had to do a double take on that. And I felt that deeply because, you know, like, tonight there will be neighbors out walking around talking,
yeah.
You know, on the sidewalks and engaging with people they probably don't talk to the rest of the year.
Uh-huh.
And that really, I think he's spot on. I think he's exactly right about that.
Yeah, and even as I look at his page, I mean, he's got a book, The Church, you know, the idea of the church as movement. I mean, he's really big on church around the table, church in the neighborhood. And I think I face a conviction with that, though. I feel like, you know, walking the dogs, I'll see my neighbors. The conversation is minimal, maybe a little bit more with somebody who's right next door. But my heart is there. It's just kind of like, what do we do short of a block party, you know?
Right, so, right. Yeah. There's an interesting Facebook group called Front Yard Mission that really tries to take this idea a little bit further.
Okay.
And what does it look like to... engage with your neighbors.
I will search that.
Lots of different ideas on that. So
there we go. All right. You're going to remove one of my excuses of lack of knowledge. All right.
There you go.
All right. We'll close it out with Mark 4:26-29 on this snowy Tuesday.
It says, Jesus also said, the kingdom of God is like a farmer who scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, while he's asleep or awake, the seed sprouts and grows, but he does not understand how it happens. The earth produces the crops on its own. First, a leaf blade pushes through. Then the heads of the wheat are formed. And finally, the grain ripens. And as soon as the grain is ready, the farmer comes and harvests it with a sickle, for the farm, for the harvest time has come.
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle those four verses this way. He told them another one, saying that my kingdom is like seeds that grow, even though you have no idea how. Over time, they mature and develop. But all the sower did was spread the seeds and go about living. My spirit produces the crop. My kingdom continues to grow, and there will come a time to harvest what has come to maturity.
Well, for me, as you're reading that part and as we're going through the scripture, it segues or connects with the idea of Front Yard Mission, right? How do we spread seeds?
Yeah.
You know, how do we engage people in love and relationship and not necessarily know how that all transpires, except that recognizing that relationships and people matter.
Yeah. And I face that, you know, we hear my wife heads up a mission to people on the other side of the world, and I believe it's God-led, but I believe that Holy Spirit knocking for each of us. What are we doing in our neighborhood? Thanks, Jason.
Yep, you bet.
Appreciate it here on this Reformation Day. We could have talked about that today. 28 degrees, some snow on the ground to greet you. I've been calling it heavenly confetti, Caleb. I mean, it's really the light, fluffy variety, but you said kind of slick out there.
Yeah. So take some extra time. Again, snow plows, I believe, are out there and working, but give yourself a little extra commuting time. And I have to say, I'm not a big snow guy. I'm not particularly just because of having to drive in it. But sometimes when you look at life through childhood eyes, when my second to youngest woke me up this morning, the joy at the fact that there was snow. And again, when I hear, oh, there's snow, Dad, there's snow, it's, oh, you know, I'm going to have to take longer to defrost and to brush it all off, et cetera, et cetera. But there was so much joy in it, reminded me, man, you got to just sometimes look at life through the eyes of a child. So thank you, Nora, for reminding me that there is joy in the snow. And if you don't have joy in the snow, you'll have the same amount of snow and a lot less joy in your life. So
now, Jason's the other end in terms of age. He's just turned 51, but he had said in the best 5 minutes earlier, it's like, yeah, we got snow. Now we can be done with it.
I wouldn't mind if we were just, hey, that's good. Go. Maybe a little dusting on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Hey, four things you didn't know yesterday. Number one of the four, food researchers say ice cream tastes better when licked from a cone than eaten from a spoon.
Really?
Huh. I don't know. Maybe that's the anticipation of the cone, too. I don't know.
Worth investigating. Well, you've heard about some new sports coming to the Olympics in L.A. in 2028, including flag football. But here's a did you know, tug of war was once an Olympic event. I would love to see that come back.
Bring it back, yeah. Here's a third thing you didn't know yesterday. After the 2008 presidential race between President Obama and John McCain, a survey of Florida voters found 6% didn't know who they voted for.
Really?
That's kind of scary.
Wow, it really is. Four things you didn't know yesterday. Number four here on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havo. Buzz Aldrin's mother's maiden name was Moon.
Wow.
For real. That's crazy.
It was destined that he was going to be there amongst the first.
Tuesday trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Havel with you. WWIB, we are family. Last day of October Connect Month, and we would truly love to hear from you if you haven't connected yet. And also the giving goal for WIB Incorporated, getting closer and closer to that end-of-month goal of $25,000, just over $4,000 away. So thank you so much for considering a generous gift before midnight tonight. Well, we have two gifts for you if you can be the first to answer our Tuesday trivia by calling the studio line at 715-723-2555. The first is a CD from Pat Barrett that I think you're going to love, self-titled album from Pat Barrett, and also a new cap.
Yeah.
And this is, I would describe this as almost like Thanksgiving colors. And it says, thank God on it from the new song From Stars Go Dim. I guess you call this a trucker cap. It's a very, again, attractive looking hat that I know a lot of people would enjoy. And yeah, what a great message. What a great testimony wearing that out and about, where it just says in orange on there, thank God. So we have this cool cap and the Pat Barrett CD. If you can get Tuesday trivia correct, me the first one to do so, 715-723-2555.
All right, what is the challenging question?
The question today is this. Americans spend over $2 billion, with a B, Americans spend over $2 billion annually on what? Americans spend over $2 billion every year on this. What do Americans spend over $2 billion dollars a year on. 715-723-2555.
That's a big number. Not million, but billion.
Billion with a B. So, yeah, a lot of money. 715-723-2555. What do we spend over $2 billion a year on?
We always need that courageous first caller at 723-2555. 723-2555. And I think I see a person with courage, Caleb.
I see that hand. I see that hand. Take me back to camp days.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, deodorant.
Deodorant. Get you the Old Spice.
Do we spend $2 billion a year to try to prevent the stink? It's not it.
It's not deodorant. Thank you, Tony from Menominee. First one through. You can call back. No penalty for wrong answers. So keep on calling 715-723-2555. Trying to win this gorgeous hat. Thank God it says on it, From Stars Go Dim, the album from Pat Barrett.
Yeah, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this
good
snowy
morning.
Tuesday?
This is Kathy from Eau Claire, and my guess would be Halloween.
Oh, yeah, that would
sure,
make sense,
spending
right?
over two. Yeah, I mean, and honestly, if you look at candy prices... Yeah, maybe I could get that.
Maybe that's just on all the decorations I see in front of so many places, and that is not it either. It could be more than that.
Thank you, Kathy. Call back. What do Americans spend over $2 billion a year annually on? It's not deodorant, not Halloween.
It seems like a lot of times we'll do these contests, and it seems like they'll come up with the logical answer. And I'm like, no, we're not going
We don't always look for logical. Sometimes we do, sometimes not.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa Falls.
Hey,
good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Unfortunately, maybe I think it's credit card debt for Christmas.
Credit, very specific to credit card debt for Christmas. Do we get over $2 billion in credit card debt for
Linda,
Christmas?
I can see Dave Ramsey's blood pressure rising just with your answer, but that's not it.
Thank you, Linda. Call back. 715-723-2555.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Micah calling from Prentice.
Hi, Micah.
Hey, Micah.
Go ahead.
I say it's bad breath.
Bad breath. Do Americans spend over $2 billion a year to combat halitosis?
That's not it.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you. Good to hear from Prentice.
Yeah, absolutely. 723-2555. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dave from Rock Falls.
Right, hey, Dave.
I would say coffee.
Coffee. Do we spend over $2 billion a year on the Java, on the coffee.
And it turns out that's not what we're looking for.
It might be more than that,
absolutely.
Honestly.
It probably is. But we've got something particular in mind, and that's what you got to get to win the goodies. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clayton from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Clayton.
I'm going to say groceries.
You're going to say groceries. Do Americans spend over $2 billion a year annually on groceries? Clayton from Chippewa, is that correct?
No.
It is not. Thanks, buddy. Call us back.
Got to be more than that. But 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie from Rice Lake.
Hey, Julie.
Hi. Is it coffee?
Is it coffee? That's been guessed.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Think on your feet, Julie. What do you think?
Alcohol.
Alcohol. Could that be it?
Could it be it? It is not. All right, so Americans spend over $2 billion a year annually on what?
Somebody's got the radio cranked. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And please turn down your radio.
Oh, sorry, hold on. Stephanie Eau Claire.
Hey, okay. Stephanie, what do you think?
Is it toilet paper?
Is it toilet paper?
TP.
No. Remember just a few years ago the scarcity of that stuff? Wow. Boy,
I tell you what, I'm going to have a news story after 8 o'clock of a guy who got upset because somebody TP'd his house. So, anyhow.
Oh.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike from Phillips.
Hey, Mike.
Good,
so, is it tattoos?
Is it tattoos? Good guess. Do we spend over $2 billion a year on the ink? Is it tattoos?
And all these guesses I want to track down. I want to go through and track down how much we do spend. But the answer, that's not the one we're looking for.
I do love the pinpoints on the map, though. We have heard from all over. And we love it. We love you guys. Thank you so much for participating.
That's why we ask, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hi.
Good morning. This is Susan from Shetak.
Hey, Susan.
My guess would be because I spend a lot of money on my pets.
Okay, so $2 billion a year on pet-related items.
Could that be it? Last guess before 8 o'clock. It's not it.
It's not, but thank you. Good guess, Susan thank from Shetak. We'll give you all another chance in what, Havel? After 8:15 or so.
The Whip Wib Wake Up Show on a snowy Tuesday. It's the last day of October Connect Month.
We would love to hear from you. Help us get to at least 500 connections and, Lord willing, reach that giving goal of $25,000 for Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated, keeping 20 Christ-centered programs on the air here on WWIB. There's some great thank you gift offers at WWIB.com/giving. You can give safely and securely there. We have gifts for you during Tuesday Trivia. If you're the first one to answer correctly our question at 715-723-2555, we have this beautiful, I'd say kind of Thanksgiving-colored, Thanksgiving-themed hat from Stars Go Dim. It's kind of a trucker cap, looks great, and it says Thank God in orange on the front. And we also are going to throw into the mix a Pat Barrett CD. So both of those yours. If you can get this correct, 715-723-2555. How about the question that stumped everyone about half an hour ago is this. Americans spend over $2 billion, with a B, over $2 billion a year on this. Americans spend over $2 billion annually on what? What could it be?
We had a number of guesses at 723-2555, didn't we?
Yes. So Americans spend over $2 billion a year on what? It's not deodorant, not Halloween, not credit card debt for Christmas, not bad breath, not Java, the coffee, not groceries, not alcohol, not toilet paper, not tattoos, not pet-related items. It is none of those. But it's up to you to figure out, friends, what it is and win these prizes.
All right. So 723-2555. We've got calls coming in. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie from Rice Lake.
Hi, Julie.
Is it fast food?
Is it fast food? Over $2 billion a year on fast food.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
Sir Yoda says no.
Try again. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Over $2 billion a year spent by we Americans on what, friends?
And again, you and I both said off the air, a lot of these guesses could be much higher than that, but we're looking for a particular answer. So.
Yep.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jack from Conrath.
Okay, Jack from Conrath. Go ahead, buddy. What do you think?
Is it buying cars?
Is it buying cars? Do we spend over $2 billion a year annually on new vehicles?
Jack, that's not what we're looking for. How old are you?
Nine.
Nine, okay. Well,
thanks for listening to the Wib Wake Up Show, yeah. Jack.
Try again, friend. I like your name. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Courtney from Rice Lake.
Hi, hey, Courtney.
I'm going to guess TV.
TV. So buying TVs over $2 billion a year.
TVs or streaming services?
Oh, I mean like a paying to watch TV, like a cable or streaming. Yeah.
Or TV or streaming services. Got it.
Is that the answer? That's not it, Courtney. Sorry.
Sometimes I feel like it's going to cost me over $2 billion annually just to keep the streaming services. Yeah, man, they just keep going up in price.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Karen from Eau Claire.
Hi, Karen.
What do you think?
How about daycare?
How about daycare? Over $2 billion annual on daycare. Sure.
That's a huge issue that is unsolved here in the state of Wisconsin. That is not it, but thanks.
Yeah. Thank you, Karen. Call us back.
In need of more providers, right? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Linda from Oliva.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
What's your guess?
I was going to guess. I'm going to say weight loss.
Weight loss. Over $2 billion annually on weight loss. And again, as an endorser for Livia, I'm going to say money well spent.
Yeah, yeah.
If that were the correct answer.
And?
It's not.
Sorry.
Not. But go to Livia. Yeah. Mention WWIB.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Evelyn Keepers from Jump River.
Hey, Evelyn.
Is it sports shoes?
Sports shoes.
Sports shoes.
Yeah, you talk about basketball and track, and those shoes can add up, but that's not it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Dan from Chippewa.
Hey, Dan.
I think it would be gasoline.
Gasoline. Over $2 billion a year. I'm so thankful that gas has gone below $3 in a few places around here.
It's dropping.
I want to keep on sinking, please.
Keep dropping is what they're saying, but that's not it. I got to think we spend more than that.
Praise the Lord for that.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning.
It's Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Good morning. I don't know if this would be going in the right direction. Fresh Christmas trees?
Fresh Christmas trees. Yeah. Oh.
Kind of on this last day of October, but thinking about Christmas, and that is not it. One more
guess.
I'm
always thinking about Christmas.
Yeah, he loves Christmas songs all year long. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Last try until after 8:45. Can you do it? Hello?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Wow. Kind of all went blank.
Oh, man.
Right. So nobody's in. We had them. They were lighting up, and then it dropped out.
Right, lighting up like a Christmas tree. That's not the answer.
All right, it's the third run up the hill, Tuesday Trivia. Two great prizes here on this last day of October Connect Month.
Yeah, we have the self-titled CD from Pat Barrett and from Stars Go Dim. You've been hearing their brand new song, Thank God. We've got just a gorgeous kind of Thanksgiving-themed trucker cap, I guess you'd call it. So, yeah, it's got orange Thank God emblazoned on the front. Great testimony hat to wear, and we'll give you the CD and the cap. If you can get this correct, calling 715-723-2555. That's our studio line, so you can be live on the air with us here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Americans spend over $2 billion a year on this. Americans spend over $2 billion annually on what? 715-723-2555. Should we go through all the incorrect answers, Havel?
Go for it.
All right, over $2 billion annually a year on what? It is not deodorant, Halloween. It's not credit card debt for Christmas, not bad breath, not coffee, not groceries. Not alcohol, not toilet paper, not tattoos, not pet-related items. It is not fast food, vehicles, cable or streaming services, not daycare, weight loss, sports footwear, gasoline, or fresh Christmas trees. Americans spend over $2 billion a year annually on this. On what? What could it be?
All right, nobody's calling right now. So who's the brave, courageous one? Who's the one who is going to think, are we offering any kind of hint here?
715-723-2555. Honestly, I would kind of be of the opinion that the guesses have been so good. I think we could hold off till tomorrow if we get there.
Yeah, we'll see. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Julie from Oliva.
Hi, Julie.
And hi, I was going to say sporting event tickets.
Oh,
sporting
sure.
Events. Yeah, tickets for sporting events. A lot of money is spent on that, for
that's
sure.
That's for sure.
But that's not what we're looking for.
Good guess, though, Julie from Oliva. Great to hear from you. Call back 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Tammy from Eau Claire.
Hey, Tammy. What's your guess?
Hi. I'm going to say candy.
Candy? Sure. Yeah, Americans spend over $2 billion a year on candy. Could that be it?
Someone had said Halloween, but that's not specifically candy, right?
So, yeah, just Halloween candy, right? And items and such. Yeah. So she's just saying, candy specifically, just all throughout the year.
Uh-huh.
Christmas candy, Easter candy lumped in there as well.
Right.
$2 billion on candy?
No.
Call us back. Try again, please. Thank you. 715-723-2555.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Crystal from Jump River.
Hey, Crystal.
I'm going to guess, like, hats and mittens, like, warm.
Getting ready for winter, for snowfall.
Sure.
These guys, Halvo and Caleb, would they ask that? No, they wouldn't. So, thanks.
We might at some point. There's always the search, the frantic search. Where are the hats? Where is the other mitten once we start getting snowfall?
I thought you were going to say, there's also the frantic search on Tuesdays, like, do we have a trivia question?
Yes, that too. Americans spend over $2 billion a year on this.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kathy from Eau Claire.
Good morning, Kathy.
My guess would be technology.
Technology. That can cover a lot of things.
Yeah, I know.
Well, like cell phones and tablets and computers and all that sort of thing.
All right.
Is it cell phones, tablets, computers, over $2 billion a year on that? Kathy?
No.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks for trying. 723-2555. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa again.
All right, Linda, give it a go.
Travel for the holiday.
Travel for the holidays.
Thanksgiving.
Travel for Thanksgiving. All right. $2 billion on travel costs for Thanksgiving.
Could
like the way
be
you're
it?
Thinking?
Yeah.
But
planes,
not what we're looking
and
for.
Automobiles, they usually say the day before Thanksgiving, busiest travel day of the year. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from here?
Hey, this is Xavier Lynch. I'm calling from Birchwood.
All right.
I would guess, is it pet food?
Is it pet food? So we've already had kind of a pet-related items. So we'll give you a bonus guess here, Xavier, because they kind of put pets into a big old category there. So over $2 billion a year on what? What do you think?
Ooh. Was Christmas lights already guessed?
Christmas lights was not guessed. Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Is it $2 billion on Christmas lights, especially when you start stringing them up and you find that one string that doesn't work anymore?
Boy, sorry, Regis, that's not it.
All right, thank you, Xavier, for calling from Birchwood. I think that's our first call from Birchwood this morning, not Christmas lights.
Yeah, we've had a great gathering of calls. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike.
Hey, Mike. I was going to say it seemed like the guys weren't checking in, but back-to-back men. Hi, what's your guess?
Calling from Georgetown.
Georgetown, right on. Honestly, can I hold you up for a second? Where is Georgetown, yeah. Mike?
Contraceptives.
Okay, wow, that's what? New. That's new to me. Good to have you on the program, George, on the Wake Up Show Tuesday Trivia. What do you think? Oh, that was your guess.
I think it's contraceptives.
Oh, okay, that was your guess was contraceptives. No, not what we're looking for. Thank you for calling from Georgetown. I was still thinking of, like, the Georgetown Hoyas.
Yeah, so
like
what county is Georgetown? Where are you?
4 miles north of Catawba, Highway 8.
Okay. Now I've got a better idea of where it is.
Yeah, there we go. Say hi to Patrick Ewing for me. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rebecca from Kennan.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hey.
Hi. Is it Missions?
Today. Is it what?
Missions.
Missions. Spend $2 billion a year on missions.
That would be good to spend $2 billion and even more.
Yeah.
But no, not what we're looking for. Thank you, Rebecca. First call from Kennan this morning.
Two more guesses, and then it's going to Win It Wednesday. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Randy from Rice Lake.
Hi, Randy.
How are you?
All right.
I missed one of your clues. I was going to say fireworks.
You're going to say fireworks. We actually didn't give any clues.
Everybody's missed the clues.
Fireworks. Is it fireworks? There's a lot of money spent on fireworks.
Did we trick you up here? No. On the last day of October.
Thank you, Randy from Rice Lake. Love the alliteration. Love the hometown.
One last guess. This is it.
Oh, boy. No pressure.
Yeah.
This is still again. And just with this snow today, I'm just like in that theme. But how about like snow and ice removal?
Snow and ice removal. The snow melt, the shovels. Maybe throw snow blowers in there.
Uh-huh. Could that be it? That's not it, Crystal. Sorry.
It is not. But drive safely as you're out and about in that snow and ice today, Crystal. Everybody drive safe.
Well, I believe that we'll pick it up again, Win It Wednesday after 7:15 tomorrow here on WWIB.
Yes, we'll give you another chance. Great participation today on Tuesday Trivia. Thank you all.